Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is KASK Radio Station, and we have a host guest tonight, but somewhere in the movement, she's in process of being here. In the meantime, I want to just tell everybody how much God loves us, what God is doing for us, what God is doing to us and showing us his way. One of the things I would take the moment to say is, first of all, I was lifting my hands up to the Lord, from which comes my help. My help, our help, coming from the Lord. Well, I have a lady on the line with us right now. She's up in the way up in a place where it's cold. Talk to her until the speaker comes on. Dr. McClendon is going to be on. But I just want to share some things with this young lady, what God is doing for her. And I want to introduce her just a moment. I thank you, the lady, is right now. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
praise
Dr.
the Lord.
McClendon?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Amen. Praise God. Y'all bear with me because I got a little cold trying to get over it. But we're going to talk tonight about the grace of God, speaking the word of God boldly. Amen. So we just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth tonight, we pray and ask that the Holy Spirit speak to us, Father, your word, Father, let your word go out boldly, Father, that people may get their need met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're about to do. And, Father, everyone that listens, Father, we pray that this word, dear Lord God, will be cast upon their hearts, Father, and people will be able to adhere to your word, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What we want to do, we want to go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 14. Amen. And we want to begin at the first verse. And it says, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into, this is Paul and Barnabas, they went both together in the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil effects against the brethren. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by his hand, by their hands. Paul and Barnabas was chosen, and they went out and they began to preach the word of God with such power that a great number of Jews and Greeks became believers. This is what we want to see today, that God's word go forth so boldly, amen, so boldly that people will begin to adhere to God's word. They will begin to see spiritually. We want to be able to see spiritual things, you know, not just in the natural. What we see in the natural is the Bible says, what spirit is spirit and what flesh is flesh. We want to be able to see in the spirit realm in this season, in this day, in this time. We want to be able to see in the spirit realm. And Paul and Barnabas went out and they spoke with such boldness, God's word, that Jews and Greeks both became believers. And this is what we want to see today, people believing in the word of God and speaking with boldness by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it says the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part held with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. They were aware of it, and they fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lied round about. And there they preached the gospel. These men preached with such boldness, and I think I have not heard a lot of bold preaching in the churches nowadays. Some of the churches that I've gone to, other people may have heard it, but the preaching of the gospel, they were given such a powerful a boldness by the Holy Ghost, you know, and these people went out, and Paul and Barnabas went out, and they began to preach with such boldness. People began to believe, and today we want to see that same thing happening, people speaking with such boldness, speaking God's word with such boldness that people are ready to come to Christ, want to come to Christ, and they don't have to stay in the same state of mind, knowing that God has given us grace, you know, and that we can go forth in Christ's name doing what he has called us to do. And this is one of the things that Paul and Barnabas did. They went out and they spoke, preached with such boldness about the grace of the Lord. And the Lord provided, proved their message that it was true by giving them power to do miraculous signs and wonders. And this was a blessing to not only to them, but to the people, to be able to see the signs and wonders that was given to them by the grace of God. But then the people began to be divided in their opinions about them. And we're going to have that today. Some will be divided and some won't. Some will come over to that to start believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have some that won't. And some sided with the Jews and some sided with the apostles. But Paul and Barnabas, they stayed the course, and this is what we have to do. We have to stay the course no matter what, because we're going to run against them. We're going to come up against some people who oppose what you're doing or what you're saying, and then there are some people that just totally don't believe. No matter how you preach or how you teach the word, they just do not believe. I don't know if it's because that's the way they were taught or, you know, they formed their own opinion or what have you. But when you began to study the word of God and you began to speak that word, you're going to have some people who are ready. They are ready to hear. They're waking up and ready to hear it. And then you have those who are not. And so we have to just keep standing on that word of God. We can't let anything turn us around. And it said, and there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving him that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. This is the things we want to see. When we are speaking God's word from our heart, we want to see people healed, delivered, and set free. And these are the signs and wonders that Paul and them spoke with such boldness. He was able to go up and tell them, stand up right on thy feet. And then, and the Bible says, and he, this is verse 10, and he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods will come down unto us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priests of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifices with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? Why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion, like you, and preach unto you that we should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. So Paul was telling them, letting them know, why are y'all doing these things? We are men just like you all are. But that's the way now, sort of like the world. The world come in and they start wanting to do these things for Paul and Barnabas, and they were saying, hey, look, we're men just like you all are, you know, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions like you, and preach unto you that we should turn from these vanities unto the living God. They always went back to God, pointed people to God. You know, they always pointed them back to God. They wasn't trying to prove anything for themselves, even though they was graced to do signs and wonders by the grace of God. And so Paul and Barnabas was letting them know that this is, you know, they wasn't interested in these vanities. They wasn't interested in them. And so so Paul and them asked them, why are y'all doing these things? And it said, God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things, sacred restrain they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came neither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, proposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And this is what Paul and them taught. They was teaching the people with such boldness to continue in God and to have faith. And this is one of the things we must do today, is to continue having that faith and continue speaking the word of God with boldness, and asking, if you don't have it, ask God for that Holy Ghost boldness when you're teaching and preaching his word, and he will give it to you. He will give us that, so we can go forth and do what he has called us to do in this earth. God is moving in a mighty way in this year, and I thank God that we are a part of it, still doing what he has called us to do. None of us are perfect, but we can continue in the faith and continue to encourage others. We can continue to encourage others and to look to the hills, look to God. Whatever go on, look to God. Amen. So we can continue to do that. And this is what Paul and Barnabas did. They went around speaking the word of God, preaching that word with such power that they did signs and wonders by the grace of God. And it's such a powerful message, because we all have to stir up that faith that's within us and continue to encourage one another and in that boldness. And this is what we must do. And I love what Paul was telling them when he said, why do you do these things? We also are men like passion with you, and preach unto you that we should turn from these vanities unto the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. And Paul, and one thing they did, they let them know. They wasn't trying to get attention for themselves. They was trying to preach to them the word of God. And this is what we wanted to do as citizens of the kingdom, come together and began to speak God's word. And like I said, I've come across a lot of people. Some believe and some don't. And at one point, Paul and Barnabas, when they found out that some of the people didn't want to listen to their message, they wiped the dust off of their feet and they went on. And sometimes you may have to do that with some people and just pray for them as you go, you know. And this is what Paul and Barnabas did. And it said, when they had when they had ordained them elders in every church, and this is one of the things, is that when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Atlantia and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come, they had gathered the church together. They rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. And so this is the thing. I mean, this is such a wonderful message. And they gathered together and they rehearsed all that the Lord had done with them and how he had opened the doors of faith to even unto the Gentiles. And so sometimes because people, you know, and it gets hard, and I know I talk to a lot of people, and it gets hard because a lot of times, you know, people's faith get a little weak, and that's why we come in to encourage one another. And the Bible said iron sharpens iron, so we want to be able to help a person regain themselves. We want to help people to regain themselves, and this is what we must do as citizens of the kingdom, is to help one another. I tell people, when you leave people, if they're better off when you leave them than when you came, you've done your job. Because a lot of times people be crying out for that help, and they want that help. They want someone to, you know, when you come across someone that's crying out for help, or however you can help them, whatever knowledge and wisdom you have that can help someone else. When you leave that person, they're so happy, you know, that you have given them some information that they didn't know. You have given them a word. You have given them some bread that they can chew on, some true bread. And it helps people to know that someone else is there for them, you know. And when you began to exercise God's word, amen, with boldness and with power, people began to understand and they can see. Even though sometimes that can't see or don't have a lot of faith, they began to understand it as the Holy Spirit began to give you that wisdom, that power to speak God's word boldly to them. And I thank God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because at the time that we need it or someone else need it, God will bless you to be able to labor with those people that are in need. And so and it's just truly a blessing. And verse 15, and it said, and certain men which came down from Judea talked to brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dissension, with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain of them should go up to Jerusalem and unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Pisidia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. He brought them great joy by this word, by seeing the course, and by doing what God had called them to do. We have to do what God calls us to do. And everybody has a work. Everybody's work may be different, but it all fits in that puzzle. We can all work together to accomplish God's will on this earth. All of us, you know. There's some may know something about this or that, but we can all come together as a people of the Lord Jesus Christ and began to exercise that word and began to share it with someone else. And I found a lot of times when people are in distress and we began to talk and the Holy Spirit began to give a word, people are, their hearts are comforted, and people are looking for comfort in their hearts. People are looking to be healed, delivered, and set free. And it's so hard sometimes when people in a dire situation, it's so hard for people to really, really gain that strength to believe, you know. And so that's why I was telling some people tonight, we have to have faith. We have to have faith. Even the ones that are weak, you know, we have to come together to strengthen them by the word of God. And so, and that's one of the things I enjoy doing is sharing with people what the Lord shared with me by the Holy Spirit as I read and began to understand. And I know all of us are on different levels. There's some that know some things that I don't know, and you know, and vice versa. But it's just a true blessing for the saints of God to come together and to help those that are weak and that don't understand. And so I give God the glory for that. Amen. And it says, verse 4, and it says, when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sects of the Pharisees which believed, saying this was needful to circumcise them and to commend them to keep the law of Moses. And then, too, a lot of times people want to keep the law, you know, and include it in their rituals and so forth and so on. They want God's word, but then they have these rituals over here. We can't mix the two. I've always heard, you know, and I know everyone else has heard it, oil and water doesn't mix very well. So a lot of times people have rituals. I've come across people who have these rituals, and then they want the word of God and try and incorporate the two, and it just doesn't work. We got to stand for the word of God. We got to be bold with it, speaking the word of God. And because a lot of times people are looking to be healed, delivered, and set free, and especially in this day in time when so much is going on, we have to stay steadfast, holding on to the faith that we have and the boldness, the word of God. And that's one of the things that we know that the world, some in the world, don't have. But we have to stand firm on the word of God. Amen. It says, and the apostles and the elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputed, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So sometimes even the people that we don't think should hear the word, we should give them that word as well. We should be speaking to others about the word of God. So it doesn't matter who the persons are. We just stand firm on the word of God, because God said his word won't change. It will not change. Not one dot or tittle. So we stand firm on the word of God. He said, speak my words, I watch over them to perform them. So when we began to read these words of God and began to speak them, God's going to perform his own words, because these are his words. They're not ours. Amen. It says, and God, which knoweth the heart, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. It is God who purifies a person's heart. God knows the heart of every man. So God will purify these people's heart. As they hear the word, those who receive him, God will do the purifying of their hearts by faith. Amen. So that's why he said in his word, it's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. So we have to have faith. And we don't know the hearts of men, so we leave that up to God. We just give them God's word. Amen. And so verse 10 says, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. So that's one of the things that they did not want to do. But it says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we shall be saved even as they. Then all the multitude kept silent, gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had done among the Gentiles by them. And they acknowledged that. They acknowledged the signs and wonders that God had done through Paul and Barnabas. Amen. And it says, and after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this degree, the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this, I will return. I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof and will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. From the very beginning it was God. From the very beginning. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. So sometimes we have to still say from, they say they write unto them that they abstain from pollution. We have to abstain ourselves from pollution and those who are worshiping idols. You know, I was watching a documentary or something the other night, and in Mongolia, they have these statues that they truly worship, you know, and that was, I mean, to me, I'm like, wow, you really don't think these things are really going on, but there are people right among us that worship idols. They worship these idols, you know, and just like you have people that worship beads and certain statues and all of these things, we have to be aware of that. We have to be aware of those people that do that, because there's some people that do worship idols. They worship idols and witchcraft and so forth and so on. And they pollute themselves by doing these sort of things. And so that's why we have to be very, very prayerful, not judging them, but we have to be aware of those who worship idols and do things that is contrary to the word of God. Amen. It said, for Moses of old time had in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the Gentiles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And that's one of the things we have to pray about, the people that are around us, and know that God has called them, has chosen them. You know, we have to be so prayerful about that. We want those men that are strong in the word, men or women that are strong in the word, and faithful to the word, and knowing that, you know, God has chosen these people, you know. It said, then pleased it the apostles and elders that the whole church to send chosen men of their own company. They chose these men of their own company, people that was in their circle, okay? And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greetings unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. And Paul and Barnabas spoke on that. They said, which we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. They were all speaking the same things on one accord. They were taught in the same way, doing the same thing. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meat offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, which if ye keep yourself, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had carried their space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto these apostles. And you know, people today don't believe that there's still fivefold ministry. They don't believe that there's still apostles and prophets. You know, they know about the evangelists, the apostles and prophets, in which it is. We still have apostles and prophets to this day, but I think people have been so misled till people don't even realize it and know that God still operates. He still has the fivefold ministry, and that's what the church should have. I don't know of a church that has a fivefold ministry. I don't. I know some others may know, but I don't know of any church that are operating with the fivefold ministry. But I hope and pray that the churches start operating with the fivefold ministry. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to about their field. Paul also and Barnabas continued into Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Paul and Barnabas, they didn't stop. They kept going, preaching and teaching the word of God. That was their mission. And they stayed the course. They kept preaching and teaching the word of God wherever they went. And he says, some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And I don't know, but I'm sure that there are some that go and they check on, you know, the other brethren and sisters to see how they're doing. And that's one of the things we should do. We should see how one another is doing, call one another, check on one another, and see how you're doing. You may need something, you may not. Just may need to pray to come together and pray. We never know how the Holy Spirit will begin to work in our lives. I was on the phone talking to a young lady today, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just rose up and started praying. And I said, well, I just, this is not me. I said, it's just the Holy Spirit wanting to pray, and I'm that vessel. I'm that vessel. So we began to pray and began to agree on God's word. And I know most of us who are saints of God, who are citizens of the kingdom, we began to speak God's word, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just coming in and with a prayer. And I'm like, it's just such a blessing. Such a blessing. And that's what I was telling the young lady. I said, well, it's not. I don't know why the feedback is on my phone, y'all. I'm trying to see what's going on here. I apologize for that. I have my phone turned down, but still got some feedback on it. I apologize. I may have to hang up and call back. But I was saying that I was talking to a young lady, and as I was talking, Spirit just began to pray, and it was just truly, truly a blessing. We just truly enjoyed it because we knew it wasn't us; it was the Holy Spirit, and I am so grateful that the Holy Spirit began to just exercise the Word of God through us, and we began to agree upon that Word, knowing that by faith what the Holy Ghost has said and what we agreed upon, God answers. You know, it's all Him. It's none of us. It's Him. Whenever the Holy Ghost began to speak like that through someone, we know it's not us. We're just out of the way. We're just agreeing with the Holy Spirit, saying, yes, Lord, your will be done. We'll do your will. Give us the strength, the power, the Holy Ghost boldness. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness that you have bestowed upon us. It's just truly a blessing to be in that position. And I pray that more of us come together and do the will of God. We come together and encourage one another. Amen. I apologize for this. I don't know where this feedback is coming from, y'all. It just started all of a sudden. I do apologize for that. I don't want to keep speaking because I know how it is when that feedback is on there. You can't hear me.
Can we talk? So,
can you hear me, Dr. Hunter?
Yes. Yes, I can. I can hear you. All right.
Okay, because yeah, my phone is getting a lot of feedback, and I don't know what's happening with it. I didn't want to keep going on.
Maybe somebody, can you ask somebody that you want somebody to say something to?
Yes, if somebody's on, yes, please do. We'd love to have you.
Oh, can we be heard? You can hear us?
Yeah,
yes.
We can.
Okay, I thought was saying we just could only listen.
No, go ahead and let the lines open.
Okay, this is Ethel Hawkins from Huntsville.
Okay.
And God bless you for that mighty, mighty word.
Amen.
And it's so encouraging to know that when you said we have to do what God calls us to do.
Yes.
And that is a tremendous blessing because sometimes we struggle with that, with the challenges that sometimes that we face, but we have to do, we're compelled to do it. And God will put not in the Holy Spirit, but He'll put His people in our path to encourage us as we do what He calls us to do. And I really thank God for Dr. Hunter and for you for the teach for this opportunity to be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
And like you said, Paul and Silas, they prayed and fasted. And Jesus said some things only come through prayer and fasting. That's where we get our strength from. And I'm really, just really so grateful.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for that comment. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. And you said we have to stand for the word of God and be firm and be bold. And that was so, that was a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we do. We have to stand firm on the word of God. And sometimes it's not always easy because in this world, we're dealing with people in the world you know, and not just family or friends, but we're dealing with other people. And sometimes it's not as easy. And that's why we need one another to stand on that word of God and begin to encourage one another, to help one another. We need that on a daily basis. So it's not easy. This walk gets a little tough sometimes. You know, when you're carrying this load by yourself, you got to have someone that you can call and you can talk to, and you can get a breath of fresh air, if you know what I mean, by the word of God.
Amen.
Is Minister Roberta on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Minister Roberta.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Hello.
Good.
Hi.
Can we talk?
Amen.
I was just listening in.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm glad Minister Roberta is on, because she's a great encourager too in the Word and in the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for
Amen.
Her.
Amen. Amen. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And we truly thank God for each and every one of us on this line.
Yeah,
we really, really do.
Like you were saying today. We have to be, you know, regardless of what we're going through, we still have to be encouraged, you know, because we're going to come across people that's worse off than us, that's going to need a word or need to be encouraged, and we have to encourage them even though we need encouragement. But by the time we encourage them, we get encouraged.
Amen.
So sometimes people look at themselves, I'm going through, I can't this and that, but no, we can't do that.
That's
you
right.
Can't build your character in the Lord saying, well, I need help, I'm this, I'm that. You don't, no matter what, you got to stay encouraged yourself. And sometimes you just can't, like the word says in Psalms 34:1. We got to praise God no matter what.
Amen.
We
got to
continually praise him, even though when we're going through hardship, we still got it. They don't have nothing to do with us praising God. We stop.
Amen.
So we shouldn't let our problems stop us.
Amen. That is so true. And like Dr. Gamble said, by the time we get through encouraging somebody else, we done encouraged ourselves. And
yeah,
we done got
happy. About what you're going through.
Exactly. And that's truly a blessing, you know. Sometimes, like Sister Elka said, sometimes when you start encouraging others, you get happy, you know. And that word be for you as well as for them. And like we all are saying, you know, you go there and you start encouraging somebody, and all of a sudden you done took your eyes off of your problem, and now
right.
you
Absolutely.
Can rejoice. Now your faith is increased, and now you can move a little bit further, you know, because some days it's not as easy as others, and God put somebody in your pathway, and you begin to encourage them, and it encourages you, and then you can walk on, you know, knowing that all these things are taken care of by the grace of God,
right.
you know, because my mother had gotten sick. I had told Dr. Hunter my mother had gotten sick, so I've been dealing with that. And you know, you have to, even sometimes family members don't have faith. And you're like, man, where can I turn? And so when I began to call out to some other people and we began to pray and to talk, and I'm like, okay, I'm back at myself now in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people can take you, they can just start saying things, and you like, oh, I can't deal with this, you know. And so I tell you, it's so good when you can come across somebody with some faith and they begin to encourage you, and then you get your strength back up, and then you can run on, you know. You can run on believing God's word, knowing God's word is true. You know what He's saying, His word is true. Lord, you authorize this word, and we believe it.
And,
we believe
and, you
it
know,
and we
sister,
receive it.
I was doing some research on prayer, and I realized, you know, when we're going through, if God said we just call up on Him first, don't let Him be the next choice or the other choices. Call up on Him first, and He'll direct us. He'll guide us to what we need to do. See, but when we sometimes people don't think that way, to just call on God. They'll call on everybody else, and then they call upon God. He said, call me first, and I'll guide you what to do. He'll send somebody. I remember one morning, it was like I was just going through something, and I just began to pray before I even got out of my bed. And next thing you know, I got a phone call saying, you got a minute to pray? And I'm like, yeah, I needed that prayer. You know, I didn't even tell a person about it. You know, they just wanted to pray. They asked me, did I have a minute to pray? Oh, yeah. And next thing you know, before I know it, what I thought I was going through was gone. You see?
Amen.
So
it's just
if we just call upon Him first, and then He'll guide us and lead somebody to call us to giving us an answer or something, you know, that's what I'm focusing in on that now, to just keep God first. Keep Him first.
Amen. Amen. And that's His word. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Yes.
And everything else will be added.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do. And I'm like you. I try to make that a practice every morning.
Yes.
To seek God.
Yes.
Even during the night when
ma'am.
I wake up, I began to seek Him.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
our hearts have to be in it, you know. Seeking
right.
the Lord, saying, Lord, I thank you. I just lift up your name. You know, I give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're about to do. Lord, I just want to praise you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you.
And in the meantime,
you know,
when it's time to wait on God, you know, that's when you really begin to get into it, you know, instead of just, when He's going to hurry up, is this going to happen? No, don't worry about that. Just go ahead on and keep praising Him and doing what God called you to do. And then before you know it, it'll come.
Amen.
Sometimes people don't like to wait, but sometimes it's in the waiting, because you don't know what God has for you in the waiting.
Amen. That is so true. That waiting period is what gets some people. You know, not only some people, me too. I have to confess it, Lord, even me too. Sometimes that waiting period, because I'm like, okay, Lord, Jesus, and we done already did the thing, and I'm still up here, somebody help me, Jesus. You know, and you have to be truthful about it. God should come and spirit and truth, and I'll just be honest. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, please help me. And then He lets you know, and how He lets you know, sometimes you'll see something or somebody will call, just like you said earlier, and He'll confirm the word. I've already asked for it.
Right.
And it was in that waiting period.
I was one day about when I was on dialysis for 7 years. I was like, everybody. One lady walked in there and hadn't stayed for 3 months, and she was gone back, her kidney started back. I'm like, okay, God, well, why am I still here? It wasn't my time yet. During that period of time, I still praised Him. I still went to nursing homes. I went to jails. Witnessing and went on the street witnessing, just doing all that stuff. And I was thanking God, but, you know, and next thing you know, hey, the right one came, the right kidney came at the right time.
Amen.
I said, look at God, look at you. Now I understand what you were doing.
Amen. And you know what? That's just the thing, because He don't let us know everything.
No,
because
He don't.
Sometimes
He don't.
We go there and try to throw something else in there on what He's already done.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just a blessing to stand on the word. And like I tell people the truth, I say, even sometimes, because I am blessed, I get weak. I get weak and I have to call somebody. Yeah. You know, we got to confess this thing. Some people act like they be strong all the days of their life.
No,
sometimes
ma'am.
Sometimes I get weak.
You're going to be tried on some things. You find out where you're weak at.
Yes.
You're going to find the areas you're weak in.
Right.
Amen.
And then a lot of times the enemy don't want us to share that we're weak. I think it's a good thing to share in your weak area. Now, sometimes all of us are strong in different areas.
Right.
But I think,
right.
too, that in the area that we're weak in, that make us more conscious of another person's weakness. And this is, I heard a pastor that's a strong person that can share their weakness. Sometimes I'd be afraid to share my weakness with a person. Well, you ought to be over that by now. You still going through that? But the point is to still encourage the person where they are.
Amen.
Because
all of us
are strong in areas, we're weak in areas, and we all have different strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That is, and you know what you see? A lot of times, and that's what we're saying, a lot of times people don't talk about their weaknesses. They want to act like they're all strong. No, ma'am. I'm going to speak the truth to you. Sometimes I'm weak, and I have to call somebody. So,
right.
You know, I can get that strength back up, and I'll be asking God, you know, I can ask God. I know I can go to God and ask him, Lord, I'm weak in this area. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, confess your faults one to another. Sometimes I'm weak. And I said, Lord, I'm weak today, because I go down that highway, and I get angry, and I said, oh, I'm sick of them. Okay, spam them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak in that area, especially when it comes down to driving down the highway. So I'm asking God, God, strengthen me. So I don't have this upset attitude when I'm driving down. I mean, we weak in areas. Everybody got a weak spot. Everybody has a weak spot.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want to talk about that. We have to talk about that. That's how we become strong in that weak area. We become strong. And even as tonight, God is strengthening us. We thank God because we don't have to say everything because God knows. He said, confess that you're weak. And I know what your weakness is, and I'm going to strengthen you in that area.
Yeah.
Just because you confess it, amen? Just because you confess you're weak, I'm going to strengthen you in that area. See, and that's what we have to do for those of us who are true Christians. In this hour, you know, we're helping one another. We're not covering it up like I'm so strong. I'm not so strong. I need some prayer. Pray for me. I'm not afraid of saying, pray for me, sister, brother.
Yeah.
Pray for me. You know, because God, while you praying for me, God know what area I need. Amen. You may not even know it, but by you praying for me, God said, I'm going to answer your prayer because she needs your prayer in this area. You know, so I thank God for that. But by us confessing, Lord, in some areas in my life that I'm weak in, and I need your help. See?
Mm-hmm.
I need your help. Lord, I got some problems.
And I have to be reminded. Because I know in the word, in Isaiah 65:24, when God says, before you call to me, I will answer your prayer. And while you still talk to me, I hear you. Even in that, he's already answered our prayer. He's hearing us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we still get weak and don't recognize it and forget it.
That's
so
right.
He hears us
before
we even call to him. He said, I'm asking your prayer before you call, I will answer your prayer.
Amen. 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 And it's just such a blessing to come together and be able to discuss it, you know, to be able to talk about it and praying for one another. Saying, Lord, thank you for bringing us together tonight for such a time as this, you know, because we know that we are weak. But in you, Lord, we are strong. We are made strong. We're made strong.
And God bless
you
for your teaching gift.
Oh, thank you. I thank God. I give God the glory. It's all him. It's all him. All him. I give him the glory. You know, I thank him for it.
I thank God so much for Dr. Hunter. I consider him a spiritual father. I had a chance to talk with him earlier today. And I just thank God for him being a spiritual father, being an encourager, and all his wisdom. And he just wanted to see us fulfill God's plan, you know, and he's always so encouraging. Even when we feel like we've messed up, he still encourages us to spur ourselves on towards God. So I thank God for him so, so much.
Amen.
It's truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing that we all come together, that he God has placed Dr. Hunter in this position to bring us together, to pray for one another, to help one another.
Yeah.
And like I say, because we need this. This is in this day and time with so much going on, we need this prayer. We need one another.
Pray one for
another. We need one another. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the,
we
that's
need
the
one
thing,
another.
Just as I was reading that in James, we don't pray one for another. We don't pray for the Christian. I'm talking about the Christian people.
Yes.
Don't pray for the leaders in today. And they don't pray for the government. And they don't pray for a lot of things. And, you know, and I said, we got to get about God's business.
Yeah,
that's right.
We got to get about his business.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? When we get about God's business sincerely, we'll see some things changing.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Amen? Things will begin to change before the eyes of the people. See, God said, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
My enemies.
So when we begin to come together and begin to, all these people ratting and race, is when we come, the Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. Just by us speaking tonight, some things are being put to flight. We don't know exactly what they are, but because we are lifting up the name of Jesus, it's some things being put to flight tonight. It's some things being put to flight.
Oh, yeah.
Because we trust him and we believe in him.
Yeah.
And we are heirs to the kingdom. Amen?
Right.
So I just,
you know,
I just
when you
thank
say
God
that,
give God the glory.
Yeah, remember you said we need each other?
Yes.
And I know that every one of us, we need a true friend in our life. And I just really thank God for Dr. Gamble being that true friend. And I love
Amen.
The scripture from
Amen.
I love the scripture from Eugene Peterson, Proverbs 18:24. He said, some friends come and friends go. He said, but a true friend will stick with you like family. And I just thank God for her being a true friend. We all need a true friend in our life who we can share with, open up with, share our problems, our pain, and not be private. And she is a true friend, and I just thank God for her.
Amen, amen. And, you know, the Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother. So if you find a friend that sticks closer than a brother, you got a friend. Amen. That
right.
you can call on, that you can talk with it, and when that friend hang up with you or leave you, they are better off than when they came. You know.
Yeah.
They have their joy back. When somebody get their joy back by speaking to you, and when they leave, they got that joy. You have done your job, and it's such a blessing. And like you say, we need one another. We need someone we can call and say, hey, someone that won't judge you and talk about you and say, hey, girl, you know what she told me. Girl, and that's the way of the world. We're not of the world.
That's
We're not of the world. So we don't need to go and do what the world is doing.
2 minutes. See? 2 minutes.
Well,
about Dr. Hunter, why don't you give us an encouraging word going out?
Amen. Okay. Amen. Praise God.
I'm going to ask a lady, Ms. Jones. Are you there, Ms. Jones? Are you there? I would say to all of us tonight, I want to thank God for each and every one of us being there. But remember, every Tuesday night, we own the Blog Talk. And God is there to bless us and to keep us and show us where we have to go. We need to pray one for another, encourage each other, understand what God is doing for us. Don't think you're better than the next person, but always remember, God has everything. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. And the more we lift up his name, he said, he's looking into earth, he's looking for people that will praise him and love him. And just tell him, one of the things I found out is I encourage myself. God made it possible for me to be right where I'm right now. And as we come to the close of this show, we'll be on tomorrow night with a young man named Charles. And Father, tonight we want to thank you for everything you've done for us. We just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. And then, Father, we pray for those we know that are sick. set up behind the prison. We just pray right now. And let your word separate us all. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Messiah.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father.
Yes.
In the name
thank
of
you, Lord.
Amen. And God, we bless
amen.
Tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. And praise you, Holy Name. And we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless us. Bless us. Keep it in God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I love
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
See you next time. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
Love y'all.
Love y'all too. Okay.
Okay.
Good night.